This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Guess what? Donald Trump celebrated his 74th birthday over the weekend. They had a big deal, I think, with a flotilla of ships down in Palm Beach for him. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy. And along with my partner and buddy, Big Ed. Big Ed Davis to you. We thank you for joining us on this Monday, June the 15th already. Wow. In a few minutes, Amanda Mackey is going to join us. She is running for the Republican congressional nomination in a move to try to unseat Charlie Crist in Congress here in Tampa Bay. So stay tuned for that interview. And will the silent majority, come to the aid of Donald Trump in November, much like what happened with Richard Nixon in 1968? Well, we're going to talk about all of that as well. And, you know, with all of the stuff going on, especially, I guess, the demonstrations, but also the pandemic, American pride, as measured by Gallup, is at its lowest point ever. Its lowest point ever. We're going to talk about all of the numbers, and we're going to talk about the causes as well. So stay tuned for that. And in our ultimate top 10, are you getting tired of all of this? Are you seeking a place where you will be happier? Well, in our ultimate top 10, we are going to tell you the top 10 happiest countries in the world. Now, is the U.S. one of them? You will find out. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. It is open Tuesday through Saturday. Best haircut in Tampa Bay. Please call for your appointment. Those are the rules these days. 727-733-3773. And also, don't forget to visit our website, ourfreedomworks.com. You can go back and listen to every one of the sterling interviews that we do with our guests anytime you want. Big Ed sets up all our shows. And you'll know the guest, you'll know the top 10. I mean, that's what life is all about, is it not? Ourfreedomworks.com. Okay, well, as I mentioned, Donald Trump turned 74. I guess you would say he's a young 74. He certainly has all the energy of somebody 30 years is younger. And so the supporters in Florida were out celebrating. Caravans, flotillas, parades. In Palm Beach County, that's where he lives. Mar-a-Lago Resort, I guess. Does he live right in the resort? I guess he does he not? I guess that's right. Anyway, caravans of trucks, motorcycles, boats, riding along the highway and the intercoastal there at various times. Also, you can imagine there was an anti-Trump caravan riding through the county. Always going to have one of those, right? Flotillas also were planned for Fort Lauderdale, Miami, the Keys, here in the Tampa Bay area, in Tampa, Pensacola. You know where is a huge gathering of Republicans that live? It's the Villages. That's where Ed's going to go in a few years. When he retires, he's going to the Villages. And a massive Republican-friendly retirement community, Ed. You know where it is, too. You've been there scoping out those old folks' retirement homes.
Yeah, I've been to your place since you were a senior member.
I knew you were going to say something, but I wanted to set you up anyway. It's too late. I already did the old joke. You can't You can't come back at it. You got to use another kind. All right. Anyway, you know that they drive golf carts there all the time, I guess? I seriously haven't been there, but you see pictures. There are more golf carts than there are cars. Anyway, the point being that they were all excited about the birthday. So do you know how old, Ed? Do you know how old Trump is? Did you hear what I said? Okay.
74.
Yeah, very good, Ed. You passed the test. You won't pass the test, though, for the top 10. I know you won't. Okay. Also, this is kind of discouraging, but not surprising. You know, Gallup is probably the most respected opinion surveyor. They've been around. They got the name. Although a majority of adults in America still say they're extremely proud or very proud to be Americans, they are at the lowest they have ever been since Gallup started doing this 19 years ago. Now, extremely proud, 42% of Americans. Very proud, 21%. So that's a total of 63%, clearly the majority. But at the same time, 15%, that's 1/5, 15% of Americans say they are moderately proud, 12% only a little proud, and 9% not at all proud. Adam, where are you on this? Are you extremely proud, very proud? Let's see. I know you're somewhat proud, so is
I'd
it?
I'd still say very.
You're at the very. Okay, you're within 21%. But, I mean, how can you not be feeling a little bit in the dumps when all of this stuff is happening, right? When you turn on your television and they're showing you the latest store being firebombed or whatever it is, or the latest police incident. Now we have another one.
We've been through hurricanes and 9/11 and all that stuff.
Yeah, we've survived everything. We've survived a civil war, a revolutionary war. We've survived World War One, II.
You were there?
I was not there, Ed. I was not there. I must tell you, all of those things I just told you I was not there at. I was overseas at the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Civil War, I was over in London. And you were just graduating from...
No, you can't come back from that.
All right.
No, you can't.
Okay. Well, anyway, what I was... Whoa, have I lost my... there we go. It's just me. It's my microphone. Anyway, it's kind of depressing what's going on right now. We're going to talk a lot more about all of the issues. You know, everybody's beating it to death, right, about whether or not the police are right or wrong. They did it the right way, did it the wrong way. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in that that area in Seattle and all of that other stuff, probably with our eye in the northern sky when he comes on a little bit later. But let's take our break because I cannot wait to talk with Amanda Mackey.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call Nicole at 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting. Beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's your health and longevity.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets. From animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on a Monday morning. I'm delighted and thankful that you're here with us, and also delighted to have Amanda Mackey joining us. She is running in the Republican primary for Congress and trying to unseat our buddy Charlie Crist there in the 13th Congressional District. And Amanda, welcome to Freedom Works.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure indeed. Now, Amanda and her family escaped, I don't know, was it Iran or Iraq that you were born in, or either one?
I was born in Iran.
Iran, okay.
With an N.
Yes, with an N, Iran.
Yes.
And when you were an infant, you came over trying to escape the persecution that was going on at the time. She served as a senior advisor in both the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives. And Amanda, we see... I see your commercials on television, and they're excellent. I noticed that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I noticed you have some pretty good endorsements there in Congress as well. Kevin McCarthy, who is the House Minority Leader, has endorsed you. Steve Scalise, the Republican whip in Congress. Rob O'Neill, isn't he the one that went after Osama bin Laden? And
absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit. First of all, Amanda, why are you running to unseat Charlie Crist?
Well, again, thank you for the opportunity to just share a little bit more about myself and really why this district deserves better representation than what Charlie's giving us. We had Bill Young for 43 years, and the work that he did, the casework, all the things he did for the veterans in this community. I mean, we had a true public servant, and we just haven't had someone like that. And I think we need to have someone who understands what public service is about. And that has been my life. I'll tell you a little bit about, my family. We escaped from an oppressive regime. They persecuted people. I wear a cross, and I hold my cross and I say, for wearing something like this, you could be beheaded or killed in a country like that. But it's not even just about, being a Christian. You could just be a dissident. It was enough for you to disagree with the government, you would be killed. And so for me, legally immigrating to this country as an infant with my family, it is hugely important that we do not have socialists continuing to control our Congress. And I really believe that, women like Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC, they are destroying our country. They are trying to destroy it. And what we're seeing right now play out in places like Seattle and throughout the country, we have got to have a Republican-controlled Congress who can blunt these things that are happening. And so when I think of Charlie Crist and what he's done, he's really, he's been campaigning since I was 9 years old. I'm 42 years old. He's been in office for 3 decades. And I always ask people, what has he done? And, I think it's a very fair question to ask of your representatives. And I can't figure it out, and no one else has been able to enlighten me. And so, a year ago I said, someone needs to take on Charlie Crist because we deserve better. We're paying someone $174,000 a year to represent us in Congress. And all he's really done has, been to, get closer and closer to Nancy Pelosi. He's now part of the DCCC, that's the National Democratic Leadership Team. He's now part of their political arm. So when you think of people like Tlaib and Omar who are working to get elected, he's part of the machine that's helping them get reelected. And I don't think that represents Pinellas County views. I certainly don't, and most people don't.
Right.
So we're going to give people the opportunity to take on Charlie Crist and defeat him this year.
Well, Charlie's been on all sides, has he not? He's been a Republican. I remember that. He's been an independent. He's been a Democrat. I think it's hard to figure him. He's changed quite a few of his positions. And I think it's fairly easy, you know, to call him on all of that. By the way, we're talking with Amanda Mackey, who is running indeed for the Republican nomination for Congress in Florida's 13th Congressional District, which, by the way, includes Tampa and, or I mean, I'm sorry, St. Petersburg.
No. Yeah.
Right, St. Petersburg. By the way, speaking of Tampa, there was a rally on behalf of the police, I believe, over the weekend. Did you have an opportunity to see or get involved in that?
No, I didn't. You know, Tampa's not in in the district. We are St. Petersburg. Basically, I would say we're about 80% of Pinellas County. And so the areas that are not in the district include everything north of Clearwater Beach. So Dunedin, Tarpon, Safety Harbor, Palm Harbor. You know, what I do a lot on the weekends is I try and reach the voters. And there are a lot of people that, you know, they're at home, you know, right now with things going on. And so we door knock. We've knocked on almost 3,000 doors. And, you know, it's really interesting because you hear polling and, you know, you think, okay, the polls, then you go to people's doors and it's completely different. You know, people will tell you and they'll, you know, they'll speak to you from the heart when you are when you're at their door. And and we just have had a wonderful experience talking directly with the voters and talking with them about the issues that matter. So that's what I spend a lot of my time doing on the weekends, is really outreach to the voter community. And we were in Seminole and we were in Clearwater, people asking for yard signs and people wanting to go out and do canvassing themselves, going out and door knocking too. So that's what I spend a lot of my weekends doing.
Sure. Of course, in the news these days is the way police are handling certain situations in inner cities and the confrontations. Any thoughts in terms of, you know, the police? And that was kind of in the vein of in which I was asking you about the Support the Police movement there, or rally, I should say. But any thoughts on all of that right now?
Look, I mean, it's just a very tragic thing to see everything that's happening in our country. I mean, I really, you know, I think people say, you know, you got to pray for your country. And I was talking to an older woman yesterday and she said, I just can't believe what's happening. And she said, all I can do is pray. There's nothing else I can do. And, you know, I think it's just what happened to the Floyd family. And, you know, the Floyd family has really done just, they've been just so dignified with everything. And, you know, and they said something last week. They said, you know, this isn't going to bring George back. You know, what's happening in our communities right now, it's not going to bring George back. And so I think, look, you know, there's always going to be, you know, the bad actor, the bad actor here. I mean, you have them in nursing homes, you have them in hospitals, you have them everywhere. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. It's, you know, it happens. But I think that taking a good look at, you know, really an objective look in Congress, I think is a good thing at what's happening around the country right now. But, you know, it has turned into so much more than just an issue about the police. I mean, it's turned into this mayhem that has ensued in our country. And when I see, you know, the desecration of our monuments and that sort of thing, I mean, it really just it makes my heart break for what is happening to the greatest country on earth.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sad situation.
Sure. One thing that caught my attention and actually made me sit up and listen is you mentioned, even in your commercials, socialism, which indeed is something we talk about a great deal here on the show, and is something that seems to be creeping into the fabric of the American environment more and more every year. And you've mentioned AOC and all of those, yes, all of those people. So this is something I know that you are going to be talking a great deal about. Do you think it rings and registers there in the 13th Congressional? I mean, Charlie Crist is, you know, been reelected there, et cetera. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that people are hardworking people here. You have a lot of people, as you know, this is a lot of transplants from the Midwest, you know, people who have worked, you know, all their lives. And I think for them to think, okay, wait, I've paid into the system And all my life I've done that. And now I got to pay for someone's, you know, free college education. You know, I mean, the socialism, the aspect of socialism, people just think, oh, well, you get things. They don't think about what you surrender. And I think that people here really understand that well, because this is a good, hardworking community of people who have, you know, by and large, worked very hard all their lives. And they continue to work even as, you know, they've retired from their main jobs. And so I think the thought of socialism, expanding socialism, and everything that the Democrats are pushing for with Medicare for all, you know, Green New Deal, all these different agenda items. I mean, I haven't met a single person who said, I really hope you support, you know, X socialist idea that, that the Democrats have. I really haven't.
Yeah.
And I've been campaigning for a year. So I'm not seeing that here. But I think really what people want is someone who can really be a public servant and someone who can be their voice. We have not had our voice in Congress. And that's what I'm giving people the opportunity to, you know, fire Charlie and hire me to be their voice in Congress.
We're talking with Amanda Mackey. She is running for the Republican primary for Congress in the 13th Congressional District. Currently, the position is held by Charlie Crist. Donald Trump. Poor Donald Trump, with all of these things going on. First, it's the pandemic. Now it's the demonstrations. Do you think he's doing a good job under the circumstances?
You know, I would say that the circumstances are they're so unprecedented. You know, I mean, it's you know, you see it, you know, belie, you know, presidencies. And, it, you know, it's how they handle it. And, you know, I remember when the president was doing these nightly briefings on COVID, and I just thought, wow, like just to take those arrows for 2 hours, you know, that's someone who's trying to be transparent. It's someone who's trying to allay the fears of people. And I think if you know, the president has done an incredible job. But what one thing you can definitely say about the president is he doesn't mince words. I mean, he's someone who says, you know, how he feels. And, people really, I think, I'll tell you the example of my neighbor. My neighbor is a self-proclaimed Kennedy Democrat. And I remember having this conversation with her when Hillary lost and, Trump won. And she said, oh, no, I voted for Trump. And I said, oh. And she said, because he's not a career politician. And I think what his crossover appeal has been is that he is just who he says he is. And he is just someone who will do what he says he will do, even when it's not popular in his own party. And that really takes someone who's willing to not, you know, not play politics. So I think it's just an unfortunate situation. Many, you know, unfortunate situations kind of rolled up into one, you know, over the last course of the last 4 months. And I think he's doing just the best that he can. It's very easy for everyone to Monday morning quarterback. But I think he's doing the best that he can under the circumstances.
Okay. And finally, I think you've got three GOP opponents currently that I know of, Anna Paulina, George Buck, Sherry Bloom. Have you had an opportunity or will you have an opportunity to do any debates and the like, or any plans in the works for that?
So the Suncoast Tiger Club did a debate last Wednesday.
Okay.
How'd that
work out?
It was virtual.
Yes, that's right.
When it's virtual. But the most of the candidates were there. George was there. Sherry was there. Sheila was there. And I was there. We did the questions and answers, and we introduced ourselves. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity for people to get to see you, albeit behind a computer screen. But it's an opportunity to present your differences and how you would want to be when you are elected to Congress and what you are offering people. And, you know, people are hungry for that right now. And I think they're just excited that there's, you know, an opportunity to have a Republican replacement for Charlie Crist. And people are getting excited, and we're getting kind of close to the political season, so more people are paying attention, which is just a great thing.
Yeah.
So it's been it was a good debate. I think we may have one or two more before the primary. It's just been very tough with COVID, but you know, what I've tried to do is really put myself in the community. I do meet and greets. I had two last week. Get people, under 10, 15 people together and just to meet people and have people ask you questions.
Sure. Will you entertain a question from my colleague here at Davis real quickly?
Yeah, Amanda, a couple of weeks ago, during one of the marches and the demonstrations outside the courthouse, chief of police, I believe it was, for St. Pete, came down and answered some questions and talked to some of the protesters out there. And a gentleman went up, and of course, Charlie Crist saw fit a reason to go down there and show his face down there and press a few hands. And a gentleman, I believe he was a middle school teacher, went up and asked Charlie, had a couple of questions about some sort of a bill that actually Nancy Pelosi was pushing out. And he had no answer. He didn't even know of the bill. And the gentleman was very disappointed and said that he was just there showing his face and stuff like that. He's in the past had a really bad attendance record. Is he still like that now?
Yeah, so what's so interesting about what you say is that Congress passed a bill about 3 weeks ago. It's just House, not Congress. The House passed a bill that would allow you to vote by proxy. Basically, you could be in Florida or wherever your respective state is and just have someone else take your vote. And, you know, to me, that's, you know, we ask the first responders to go to work every day during COVID, yet you, Charlie Crist, couldn't go to work, go to Washington and take a vote. And to me, it was very hypocritical, but that's what he voted for. Well, interestingly enough, he wanted to go to the, you know, space rocket launch. And so he sent a letter in, and this is all public record. You can find it on my Facebook, Amanda Massey for Congress. But he sent a letter in and said, due to the COVID, you know, issue right now, I can't serve in Washington. I'm giving my proxy vote to Stephanie Murphy, another congresswoman from the state of Florida, so that he could go to the rocket launch. We'll just say that. Say, I'm going to the rocket launch. I'm not going to go. Instead, he says, you know, talks out of both sides of his mouth. I have to go, you know, I can't go because of COVID, so I can't be there to vote. And so, you know, that to me just made it so obvious that, you know, he couldn't be bothered to do the job he's getting paid to do. Yet everyone else, all of our, you know, first responders, all of our, you know, healthcare professionals, they all have to go to work. But Charlie was too good to go to work. And that's just a reoccurring theme with him. So, you know, to your point, is he missing those? Yeah, he's missing those. And he's, you know, focusing on the things that, you know, his job is to vote. He's not going to vote.
Oops.
Okay. Oops. Amanda, a real pleasure to have you on. Thank you so very much. We want to wish you the very best in your fight, and maybe we'll talk down the road again.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Amanda Mackey, all right, running for Congress. Gonna take our break when we come back. The silent majority, will they come to the aid of Donald Trump?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call Nicole at 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting. Beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Monday, June 15th, to be exact. By the way, NBC News has been called out for their kind of double standard late last night. Pair of tweets sent about an hour apart. Some critics say it showed some bias. They talk about the President Trump rallies, and in the same vein, talking about how the coronavirus may be a big issue when it comes to people attending that. I think Trump's going to Oklahoma. Then they talk about all the protests and the packed crowds to the Brooklyn Museum Plaza in a rally for black trans lives. And not a word, of course, about the fact that those people could pick up the virus as well. And Twitter users point out that that double standard, saying only in the Trump tweet do they mention the health risk of attending a rally. Not one word in the Brooklyn rally. All right, so there you go. By the way, what are the chances that Donald Trump can win re-election, much the way Richard Nixon was able to do so while all of that protesting was going on? Well, let's talk with our eye in the northern sky, who joins us, Angelo Ceresi up in Rochester. Angelo, so much going on as usual, a big situation now in Atlanta after the situation in Minneapolis. Again, another African-American is shot by police. Do you think that police are taking it on the chin these days?
Oh, quite a bit. Quite a bit. Definitely.
Yeah, it seems like all of a sudden. Now, we had a rally here for the police in Tampa. It was well attended over the weekend. I'm wondering if more of the same might occur in some other cities. You're up in Rochester. Do you think something like that could occur, or is this just not a good time for something like that?
Well, I think it could occur. I think a lot of people are starting to back the police. I mean, you have a few bad apples, you know, in the police departments, like you do in any profession. And, you know, they happen to get through the cracks. And, you know, but sometimes we don't understand what the police are going through because we don't walk in their shoes either.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Now, you also have the situation of unions, as you well know.
Yeah.
Involved in police situations, and they fight on behalf of the police in front of the city. And a lot of times the complaint comes up, well, that's why the bad apples are in the police department, because you can't root them out, because the unions will stall everything and take situations legally down the road, and that leaves these you know, kind of these bad apple police to remain. What do you think about all that?
Well, I know it to be true because when I was working in the Postal Service, I was in management, and they had the National Association of Letter Carriers, and the clerks had their union, and mail handlers had theirs. And, you know, discipline has to be corrective in nature. You just can't fire a person immediately. You have to take certain steps. First, you have to talk to the individual.
Right, it makes sense. Sure.
You know, and you have to give a letter of warning and this and that. But in situations where, you know, like in the police department, I'm sure it's basically the same thing. But when it comes to somebody firing their firearm, I'm sure there's procedures that they have to follow, too.
Did you see the video of that shooting in
Atlanta? Yes, I saw it.
In Atlanta.
First, it was very docile. He was in the car. They're waking him up and everything like that. And then gets out of the car, he's talking and everything. Then all of a sudden, it starts getting very violent. He starts fighting them and everything like that. And he grabs the
taser. I think the taser.
Taser.
Yeah.
And he starts running and everything like that.
Right. And then he turns around and kind of
shoots
the taser. Go ahead.
I mean, then the taser, you know, I don't know. I mean, I've never been shot by a taser, so I don't know how that would be, you know?
There was some distance between the police in that moment when the police shot him. It's not like he was right next to them with the taser, right? So I don't know what... A taser can't do much when you're that far away from a policeman. And yet they fired two shots at him, or at least they hit him twice. Justified or not?
You know, I don't know. I think we don't know what they're trained to do. I've never been in that situation where, you know, I suppose that, you know, in a situation like that, you have to think fast. And I think their reaction is to fire on the individual, to stop the aggression. You know, I don't know.
Well,
I mean, sometimes, you know, it's a very hard situation because we don't know what those police officers put up with day in and day out.
Yeah. But they've got to wipe the slate clean, though, do they not, when they encounter each individual situation? I mean, we can always say they're having a bad day, therefore, you know, are we going to... is that justifiable then to pull out your gun? You know, obviously not, right?
I mean, you know, the thing is, I mean, you know, everybody's saying it's race-related. No, it's not. They're doing their job. Just so happened, this guy was in a situation where he was inebriated to the point that whatever he did, he dozed off in his car.
But that's not a major offense.
It's not like robbing
someplace, right? So, I mean,
it becomes a major offense when now you start fighting the police. And I don't think he was in any condition to make rational judgment either.
Right. It didn't look like he was thinking rationally.
He was not thinking rationally.
Right. Ed has.
So I'm sure. You know, they say like an accident or is never caused. It's always accidents just don't happen. They're caused for a reason. And these shootings happen for a reason. It just, you know, it just does not happen. It happens because there's a reason.
Well, he started fighting them, and he's grabbing at them, and he grabs the taser. I mean, there's no question he scuffles with them when he shouldn't have.
Right. He started the situation, but he was in no condition to make a rational judgment.
Right.
So, therefore, it's not racial. It happens to be a situation that is caused by something, and then there's a reaction to that incident.
Yeah, good point. Ed has a comment or question, Ed.
I was just going to say, in that video, it was clear cut that after they wrestled to the ground, the guy takes the taser away from the cop, runs from the cop. As the cop is chasing him, the guy turns to the cop as he's running to fire the taser.
Right.
Okay, well, but that's over right there, because what if the cop is tasered, incapacitated?
Right, and then he takes his gun.
He
could do that. You're right.
Well, the question could be, I mean, the taser can't work at that distance, right, Ed?
I don't know.
Really? Could it?
Of course.
I have no idea.
Yeah, eight feet apart?
Yeah, I thought you physically have to touch them with the taser.
No, you're talking about a stun gun. You're talking about a stun gun. These have probes that shoot out.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected then on that
one. But, you know, he could have fired the taser to the police officer, rendering the police officer useless, and he could take his gun and shoot him.
Okay.
So, you know, I guess every action on there, that thing was caused because he escalated the instigation by fighting back and everything else. Then he turned around, he takes the taser from the police officer, and he turns around, causing another reaction. See, it's not racial. It happens because people cause these things to happen.
Right.
Accidents just don't happen. They're caused either by inattention or something that a person does or not paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. We're talking with our eye in the northern sky, Angelo Cerisi. Angelo, here's a headline I'm looking at online. We're being demonized. Police unions face harsh scrutiny in wake of the George Floyd death and other incidents. So I wouldn't want to be a policeman. I wouldn't want to sign up. I imagine it's going to be hard for the next several whatever for police forces to get new people. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's going to be like that because, I mean, who's going to want to do the job when you're going to be questioned on everything that you do? They're going to call you a racist. They're going to call you this. They're going to call you that. It's just like, you know, people can't buy firearms anymore because they're all sold out. They just put that Second Amendment out for 10 years out.
Yeah, if you have a gun shop these days, you're pretty busy, aren't you, now that you mentioned that.
Right. I mean, it's the same thing. The talk of doing away with the Second Amendment, that's gone for the next 10 years at least. You know, after all this stuff, you know, I mean, I wouldn't want to be a police officer today.
No.
I mean, I respect them. The trouble is we've lost respect for law and order in this country.
Yeah,
I mean, all you have to do is if you follow what the police officer tells you, if he pulls you over, he tells you, put your hands on the wheel, don't do this, don't do that. But here's a person that was drunk, okay? He wasn't in a situation where he could think clearly. He put himself in that situation by drinking.
Right. Hey, on another topic, are you wandering out of the house yet? Are things
okay? Oh, yes. I've been going out. I think a lot of this stuff now with the COVID-19, I mean, they say, oh, COVID-19 is going to do this and going to do that. But, yeah, you got tens of thousands of people going in these rallies. Nobody mentions that. Now that President Trump wants to have a rally, they mention the COVID-19.
Yeah, we just talked about that. The fact that there was this rally in Brooklyn on behalf of trans blacks, they don't mention the thing about COVID-19 there. But when they talk about the rally with Donald Trump,
then they mention it.
That was NBC.
You haven't seen him in 2 weeks. How come nobody, when they started protesting in Minneapolis, St. Paul, New York City, all these places, you didn't hear from Dr. Fauci or anybody
about
the COVID-19. All of a sudden, President Trump wants to have a rally, COVID-19 comes into the picture again.
Right.
Is it coincidence?
I don't know. It's a very mixed up world we're facing right now.
Well, you know, you don't know how can you believe these people anymore? They talk through both sides of their mouths. They speak with forked tongue.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is always a pleasure, Angelo, to have you. You sound you sound in good spirits, and you sound energetic, and that's great news. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be talking again, I hope, next Monday.
Oh, definitely. Always a pleasure.
All right. Our eye in the northern sky, Angelo Ceresi. Going to take our final break, and among other things, the top 10 happiest countries in the world.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best hair cutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call Nicole at 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio Herd every Wednesday on the Tantalk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food & Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com. My bridge is all...
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We want you to join us on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock on this radio station for our two-hour show, talking to you about the Word of God, giving you great contemporary music, some lively chat, and just some food for thought. You'll be encouraged to know how very much God loves you and how He has a plan for your life. Join us this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock on Living the Good Life.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back for the final segment of Freedom Works. By the way, we are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday on the Tantalk Radio Network, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and so glad you have joined us. As promised, I want to talk a little bit about the so-called silent majority in this country, sitting back, kind of watching what's been going on. Interesting article by Liz Peek in the Fox News website, Left Silencing the Majority. part of the headline. It says tens of millions of Americans aghast at what's taking place in our country, but they know that objecting to the violence or challenging the overarching accusation from the left that our country is profoundly racist is very dangerous right now, because the woke mob will shame you and get you fired. It has it not, when they've come out and talked about things like that? So she says nobody will stand up for you. Nobody will protect you. So it's safer to remain silent. So she goes back to 1969. She says Richard Nixon called on the silent majority to push back at that time against all the protests, at that time, anti-war protests. And then he won perhaps the most one-sided election. He captured 49 out of 50 states. Did you know that in 1972? He captured, I believe it was 49 out of 50 states. I think the only state he didn't win was Massachusetts. But will that happen again? The majority of the country, 64%, according to an ABC Ipsos poll, 64% disagree with the idea of defunding the police. That's one example. 82% of those polled agree that peaceful protests are appropriate. But only 22% agree that violent protests are appropriate. 72% disagreed with the comment by, I guess, Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, that demonstrators don't have to be peaceful. No, 72% say they do have to be peaceful. They do have to be peaceful. The majority of Americans disapprove, this is an interesting one, they disapprove of flying the Confederate flag in public. But at the same time, they do not want to see statues and memorials of Confederate leaders torn down. Now, that the Stars and Bars flag, it does. I mean, every time I've seen it, Ed, I'll have to admit, it never bothered me. But I always think, you know, whenever I've seen the Stars and Bars flag, I've seen it flying from, let's be honest, sort of a white, blue-collar kind of.
Did you ever see the big one that's at the intersection of I-75
there? Yeah, is it near where? Where is that, near I-4? I've gone by it. I can't remember where it is. Yes,
yes.
Is it still flying there?
Last time I had to do a remote from there once.
Okay.
When they put it
so
up.
So let me ask you an honest question. When you see that flying, or when you see it on the back of a truck or whatever.
I just met rednecks, to tell you the truth.
It's kind of a redneck thing.
Yeah,
isn't it?
They got their Confederate flag. You know.
Yeah, let's be honest.
They're talking about, you remember the show that was about the two Confederate
Oh yes,
the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, the Dukes. Yes, that was a big deal.
They're telling
you cannot.
They're going to pull that off reruns.
That would go the way of the dodo bird, just like cops programs are going the way right now of the dodo bird.
And live PD, that is having a huge uproar.
Yes.
Huge. But I understand
from the silent
it's
majority,
not,
I
yes,
suspect.
But it's not just in seeing some of the interviews with Dan Abraham, the host, it's not just that. Evidently, a couple of months ago, there was on tape of something that was very similar to George Floyd's death there, with the cop stepping on somebody's or kneeling on someone's neck and resulting in death. And they erased the tapes.
They
said this was not a live thing. They'll be out during the week, okay? If they're in a certain city or whatever, they're out during the week, they'll do some filming. And then on Saturday, they'll use some of that to fill in. Or Friday, sorry, some of it fill in. The ones they don't use, they usually erase.
Right.
And that fell under that part
okay,
there.
Okay, yeah. So. Understandably, these days. All right. Ed, thank you, my friend. It's time for you to hop over on the drums there. You know, Ed is a drummer in his spare time. He's not a good drummer, but in his spare time, he's a drummer. So We're going to do the 10, and I'm going to find out how many of these countries you've been to, all right? These are the 10 so-called happiest countries in the world. By the way, I look at this list, I don't tend to agree with it, but it comes from BleacherBreaker.com for some reason. That's where we found it. Okay. Sometimes we get desperate. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's be honest. All right, here we go. 10 happiest countries, number 10. Austria. Would you go there? I understand it's very a beautiful.
Yeah, scenic-wise,
very scenic.
Yeah.
Vienna?
Yeah.
You know? Okay. The breathtaking European nation broken into the top 10. There's only about 8.7 million people living in the country, but it boasts one of the lowest unemployment rates. Number 9. I'm pretty sure you've been here. Canada?
Yes.
Indeed. Canadians, known to be some of the nicest people. Well, I'm from Canada, so that goes without saying.
They drive slow in the left lane.
Remind me to tell you the story.
With the left blinker on.
Mm-hmm. Remind me to tell you the story sometime of a woman I was driving with who was driving on the interstate in the left lane going slow. It was driving me crazy. We got into it. Anyway. That's Canada. All right. Number 8. New Zealand. Have you ever been there?
No.
Okay. The island of New Zealand is home to 4 million people, and guess what? 30 million sheep. Mm. Wow. And they're very happy there for some reason. All right. Number 7. Sweden.
Mm, of course.
You ever been to Sweden?
No.
The Happiness Report boasts a huge GDP per capita in Sweden. Which basically means people in Sweden make a lot of money. Okay, fair enough. I guess that's what they think anyway. Number 6, Switzerland.
Of course.
Hey, I'd be happy. I'm next to all those banks with all that money.
Skiing all the time.
And they're skiing. You like skiing. Have you been to Switzerland?
No.
Would you ever ski the Alps?
No, because I'm not that good of a skier.
Okay. Well, you could fall down and just roll and make a big snowball.
Yeah. And
that'd be kind of fun to watch.
The only thing that would break my fall is probably the interstate.
Ooh. Number 5. The Netherlands. The Dutch keep getting happier and happier. They're right on all those water areas. Lots of water floating around. Can thank their younger generations. They've somehow managed to quell teen angst. 94% of kids seem to be very happy there. Okay, number 4. By the way, all of these tend to be kind of cold weather climates for some reason. I don't know why. Iceland.
Yeah.
Iceland. They've rated the best country when it comes to gender equality. Really? How do you know? Well, that's what they say. Number 3. Another one, Norway, one of the most prosperous countries in the world. Make sure their GDP is spread equally. You know what? I think this is a socialist website. All right, number 2. Oh, yeah? Denmark. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going all those. Denmark, variety of social programs to make everybody so happy. Really? How come people aren't moving there? All right, Ed. It's up there somewhere. You want to guess number 1 happiest country?
I don't know. I really thought it was going to be Switzerland.
Well, Switzerland was number 6. This is Finland.
Finland.
The Finns. People of Finland enjoy all the social and political perks of other Nordic countries while also having one of the highest standards of living. All right, there you go. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. We will be back tomorrow, Tuesday. In the meantime, remember, freedom works.